In New Orleans and the Bywater Meriden neighborhoods where I live and work, we have been in the throes of a long, drawn-out, desultory stretch of gentrification for decades since the 1980s. We were going to be hot one day, but who knew when? Into the latter years of the 20th century, one thing or another, like the oil glut, our low per capita income, and rigid boundaries of race and class between uptown and downtown along the directions of the Mississippi River, held property values within limits and rents towards reasonable, especially in Bywater. Meriden was too close to the French Quarter, so it was under siege earlier and more often until, with some relief, we could cross the Franklin Avenue safely and then breathe with some relief past the Press Street tracks of Bywater's official boundaries, with working-class shotgun doubles the primary housing stock dating back 100 years to the Irish and German workers who covered the canals and persisting in a multiracial and largely affordable community. The river formed the boundary in the south, and the neighborhood stayed on high ground thanks to the alluvial floodplain over thousands of years. St. Claude Avenue marked the northern boundary of our skinny district. On the other side of St. Claude and the Ninth Ward was a tweener area to Claiborne, as the housing became less historic and the demographics more African American and a majority black city moving north. Everything changed with Katrina almost a decade ago. Where our community was 30% white, it's now 70% white. Where housing averaged $400 per month, it takes luck and roommates to handle $1,000 a month now. Housing values tripled and quadrupled. In our city, now smaller by more than 80,000 people, with many more lost in the diaspora and others still coming to take their places, taxes are higher, services are more scarce, streets are potholed to dangerous degrees, and change is everywhere, for better or worse, like everywhere else. Regular reports now rank our small piece of turf as one of the hot neighborhoods in the country, like the Brooklyn of the South, except more popular. When the stretch towards Claiborne was renamed by North Bywater by the real estate agents, I knew we were in deep trouble. Coffee houses are now sprinkled along St. Claude and throughout the neighborhood, including Fairgrinds, which we just opened in the back of our own building, whose former life was spent as a snowball machine and distribution center and mixing kitchen, not unlike the one Acorn occupied years ago in a formal funeral home. Discount furniture stores still hold on in some blocks, while in others they take on new lives as art galleries. Where we once proudly visited the last public market owned by the city before the storm for a great and affordable po' boy, there is now a newfangled food court of sorts where $8 might get you something of a snack, and bran muffins are going for $4.50 apiece. A Spanish grocery around the corner from our old house is now a hip restaurant called Red China with a picnic table in front. Developers are claiming the Fry's hot dog plant as a site for a new housing construction and high-end condos. What was St. Claude Hospital reemerged as a Catholic nursing home and is now vacant and waiting for more apartments and condos. Across from the old fish market is something called the New Orleans Healing Center, home of the food cooperative that has real meaning in our continuing food desert, as well as a playhouse, yoga classes, and a bookstore already closed as the hopes of the bleeding edge entrepreneurs, many from parts unknown, earn bitter lessons in the perils of plotting the gentrifiers' progress as faster than the reality of people. Even where the newspapers trumpet the fact that a bar, wine shop, or restaurant seems to open every week, the old neighborhood is hard to erase and holding on. Liberty and H&R Block have offices on the street. You can still buy seafood at a couple of places. Corner stores still outnumber wine bars. Family Dollar and Dollar Store both do big business. We still have a patch where homeless folks share tents, tarps, and a fire barrel. Laborers still stand waiting for work at Franklin and St. Claude across from our last gas station on St. Claude. There are still 3 used tire and fix-it places, or the fourth just closed. And as long as there continues to be a revival tent on St. Claude, this old, diverse, sturdy community will continue to maintain some bulwarks against the constant push-out and blanching of gentrification, absorbing change in its own way and still feeling like home for all of us. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.